Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are churches in America dying? That's the first question of an article written by Jerry Newcomb. Jerry Newcomb is an individual who worked closely with Dr. D. James Kennedy, and he interviews Dr. Ed Stetzer, head of research for Lifeway of the Southern Baptist Convention. We're going to be talking about what he says in this article on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, you know, kind of like the myth that has been perpetuated in the past, that the God is dead myth. Remember that, where it actually came out on a major magazine, God is Dead? That was the title of it. Well, you know what? God is not dead. And he sits and laughs at those who think that they know it all. And in fact, Christianity is alive and well, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Now, we certainly do need a revival, a renewal in this country. But the question is, are churches dying? And that's the question that was addressed by Dr. Jerry Newcomb in this interview published in barbedwire.com.
Well, and Jerry interviewed Dr. Stetzer about a poll on American Christianity, which was released about 6 months or so ago. And it was by Pew Research, and the media lobbed onto it and ran with it to try to kind of perpetuate the myth that somehow Christianity is dying on the vine in the United States of America. And Dr. Stetzer points out that people misinterpreted, he thinks some intentionally, the poll's findings to try to indicate that the church is in a virtual free fall. He says this, he says, quote, "The sky is not falling statistically. Now the ground is shifting. America is becoming much more secular, but the percentage of people who regularly attend church has actually not shifted drastically." He gets into four of the specific myths, Jerry does. But I would just point out that what we're talking about here is not the dying church. These are some of the mainline Christian churches that are very liberal in nature. The remnant, those who are standing firm on the truths of Scripture, are not shrinking. In fact, they're growing. So I guess it's a quantity over quality kind of equation, if you will. The quality, I mean, we all have the same quality as human beings. I just mean the quality in terms of faithfulness to the fidelity and infidelity to Scripture is growing, while some of the chaff, if you will, the nominal Christians are no longer identifying as Christians, and more young people seem to be identifying as having, you know, no particular religion or faith at all.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is literally a shifting or a sifting between the sheep and the goats, if you will. There are some that are becoming more nominal in their faith, and there's others that are becoming more serious about their faith, more on fire about their faith, even among the young people. And in fact, we see that with the young people that we work with, whether I was at Liberty University as the dean during the time that I was there, or now the young people that we work with through Covenant Journey, where we take these young men and women to Israel for a 10-day transformative experience and deepen their Christian faith. These are people who want to have a closer, intimate walk with Jesus Christ. And their faith is getting strengthened. So I think that along with the people who may be nominal, there is a growing desire, a growing hunger, including among our young people, for those to have a stronger, more intimate, real relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, another myth that Jerry and Dr. Stetzer address here, no one goes to church anymore except maybe in Three Forks, Idaho, and small town America, if you will. And Dr. Stetzer notes that actually the rates of church attendance are just exactly where they were in the 1940s. He points out that there was an increase in the 1950s and in the 1980s and then again in the 1990s. But he says, quote, "I don't think most people think of the 40s as a time when the church was dead. So as you point out, Matt, it's more of a shift than it is a decline. And frankly, I'm always buoyed to see the faithful Christians who believe in the inerrancy of the Scripture and are willing to take a firm stand on the truths of Scripture, to see that demographic growing and the mainline, more, you know, really apostate, a kind of religious and name only kind of folks, that demographic declining. Frankly, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, what's happening here, he says that the other one that he has here too is children reared in evangelical homes are leaving the church in droves. That's another myth. The statement that 86% of children from evangelical homes leave the faith when they go off to college, never to return, he says, is a myth. Stetzer refers to a study by two authors from the University of Southern California published in an Oxford University press book that says that evangelicals are actually one of the groups that do pretty well keeping their next generation. You know, one of the things that you'll find is sometimes in surveys for religion, they'll put down none or denomination. In some respects, the young people are tired of institutionalism, whether it's political parties or whether it's church, because they're tired of having hypocrisy or hypocritical kinds of actions. They're looking for transparency. They're looking for sincerity. They're looking for what's called authenticity. And so sometimes, usually just identifying with an organization or an institution doesn't necessarily connect with them. Connecting them to Jesus, though, connecting with authentic people who really live out their faith, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for authenticity, transparency, and a genuineness of people who really live out their faith in a daily life, who really talk to God as though He exists, talk to God as though they have a real relationship with Him. And I'm saying that in a way that they're looking for something that is real. And as those of us who are not in the millennial generation, we need to give that example. We need to have churches that are vibrant, that are real, that are reaching their needs. We need to live lives that are transparent and that are authentic. And we need to immerse them in the Scriptures. The Scriptures are so amazing. And one of the things that we found in the Covenant Journey trips, where we take our young people to Israel, they begin to see Scriptures from a color, three-dimensional standpoint, instead of a sterile black and white perspective. And they begin to realize that there's so much more there, and they have a hunger when they leave that Covenant Journey program to come back and learn more about the Scriptures.
Well, and as Dr. Stetzer points out, the reality with millennials, for instance, is that evangelicals have about two-thirds of them, 62% or so success rate of their children keeping the faith. Another myth that they point out, evangelicals are losing the faith in record numbers. He says about 10 years ago, Michael Spencer, who called himself the Internet Monk, predicted the coming of the evangelical collapse. And Stetzer describes Spencer's prediction this way. He says, quote, "The next decade of evangelism will be evangelism will be a ghost town. The institutions will be empty. The churches will be emptying out." And it got a lot of attention and sort of began this narrative that evangelicalism was dying. But he points out the reality is that evangelicals are holding their own for the most part. The numbers of evangelicals has actually grown from 2007 to 2014. Says, however, the growth is offset by the fact that it did not quite keep up with per capita growth of the population during that same time. That's it.
And, you know, have some denominations like the Episcopal Church that began ordaining homosexual bishops, the Presbyterian USA Church that's very pro-abortion, and some branches of Methodism as a denomination, they're losing people. Why? Because they've already walked away from the fidelity of the Scriptures. Those that stay true to the fidelity of the Scriptures are growing. So there is a correlation between authentic Christianity, real Christianity, fidelity to the Scriptures, and the growth of those particular denominations, and with the young people as well. So, you know, if someone says that they're going to sing the dirge or the funeral song of the church, remember this. Jesus took his disciples to Caesarea Philippi for one reason and one reason only. There was no reason to walk into the epicenter of paganism where the god Pan was worshipped. what the gates of hell was thought to be by the pagans, the entrance to the netherworld, and to ask this question, who do men say that I am? And when it was acknowledged that he is Jesus, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, he said, you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Church, let's act like the church. We serve a resurrected Lord who's the creator of the universe. Today, these days, could be the most magnificent time for the church of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.